You
Isn't
know,
that?
it's of interest the way things have changed. At one of these meetings a few years ago, we had a retreat and we presented cases. And I had a patient that presented with a very large HER2 positive breast cancer, filling her entire breast. You could see it across the room. And I treated her with TCH 6 cycles. She had a pathological CR mastectomy. And I was criticized by Dr. Burstein and who is from Memorial Sloan Kettering as
Oh,
well,
Cliff Hottis.
Cliff Hottis, roundly for not using anthracyclines in the
Right.
treatment.
Yeah.
And today, that would be, I think, a perfectly acceptable treatment.
I think it would be perfectly acceptable. But there are those who, you know, have spent their careers introducing anthracyclines into breast cancer management, and so they're going to be slow to give it up. Moreover, I think it's reasonable for even practicing clinicians to wait on the sidelines for these types of issues. This has been pointed out by other groups of community physicians who I've spoken to. The BCRG has only reported interim analysis so far, and it's not yet published in a peer-reviewed format. So that's okay for cautious practitioners to wait, and if they choose to continue to use anthracyclines in the meantime, I think that's okay, because how many times have we been misled by ASCO presentations at the time of an interim analysis? So it's reasonable to be cautious, but on the other hand, I think the data are quite powerful, and there is considerable follow-up now in that study of about 36 months, and then no doubt we'll see the final analysis when it's triggered by the total number of events necessary.
And I can tell you, even now, in our most recent patterns of care survey, which was done in September 2007, we're still seeing both in clinical investigators as well as docs in practice that still, for most, the typical average case without any kind of cardiovascular complications, people are still using anthracyclines. But it's been interesting, Mark, because people like you and John Mackey and Dennis Slamon, who are just like, okay, we don't need these anthracyclines. But a lot of other people, as you say, are, you know, a little bit more conservative about that, both in practice as well as in a research setting.
I think that'll change with experience too. Now the cooperative groups are starting to consider TCH as a base for further drug development. For example, the NSABP will be doing a study of adjuvant TCH plus or minus bevacizumab, for
That's the
example.
Beth trial.
Right.
And that'll be with the CRG too, right?
Exactly. It's a joint collaboration between CRG and NSABP. So I think as the NSABP investigators become more comfortable using TCH with their patients and they start to have more experience with the efficacy outcomes in their own hands, it'll probably spread.